Ghost Beast!
Ghost Beast.
Ghost Beast!
A horror podcast. I'm Todd.
I'm Becca.
And we are here to review every horror movie ever made. So stay tuned for a spoiler-free review and content warning, and listen after the timestamp in the description for our full thoughts, spoilers included. But join us today as we watch Final Destination 2 from 2003. It's directed by David R. Ellis, who directed Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, okay.
This one feels very different.
Yeah.
This honestly feels like it is the most, like, let's make money sequel that I think I've ever seen. Because as fun as the movie is, and still is really fun, it's definitely like they are not taking any of this seriously anymore. Like, it is the quickest we've gotten to that pipeline ever.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I mean, the first movie, we were talking about that when we watched it. They're like, the first movie spends so much time with the characters and like building everything up.
Yeah, that's definitely fair.
Yeah, but this one, it's like right the fuck away. It's like, you know what this is. Like, just goes completely into that stuff.
Yeah, it lost a little bit of that like whimsy that the first one had.
It's kind of like they know what they got. And they're leaning into it. And so it's hard to kind of talk about it because on the one hand, it feels like they know what they got and they're just fucking doing it. Because that was the thing with the Saw sequels. The ones where it just focused on like the traps and that's kind of it were kind of the best ones. Because like, you know what you're here for. It's just funny that they went so quickly into this. I expected it to be more like 3 or 4 is when they do this, but they know what they got.
Yeah.
But this is one that, again, I haven't seen any of these. And I think you said that you do remember watching this one.
Yeah. This one, I think I said in the last podcast, we watched both of these back to back at a sleepover. So
that totally checks out.
So I remember seeing them very close together.
It's funny you were watching things like this while me and my friends were watching like Leprechaun in Space and like stupid ass movies like that.
Yeah. You know, we were also watching like House of Wax and stuff. You know,
that's a good one too.
Yeah, it is a good one.
But this one, I mean, they set it up very quickly just to give the like spoiler free plot. It seems like there's going to be a formula moving forward. I haven't seen the other one. I'm getting the idea there's a formula.
There is a formula.
And it seems to be, in the very beginning, there's like some huge crazy accident. And then you find out, oh, this was actually a premonition. Mm-hmm. And it stops. I'm wondering, I mean, you saw the third one.
Yes.
Is that kind of the setup in there, that one too?
I mean, yeah, basically. I will say, I think, and we were just talking about this with a friend, that the kills are so memorable. I don't know if I really ever paid attention to the story. Like, I was too busy being traumatized by a log truck.
That makes a lot of sense after seeing the movie, because they don't care about that either. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, I kind of respect it, that they're just like, whatever, let's just get into it. Because it's so fat. You don't even know the characters yet.
Yeah.
That's what this is. It's instead of a plane crash that was avoided, it's a big like traffic accident. Mm-hmm. And some people survive because of the premonition. And now death has to get revenge on all of them, I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah, the movie, that's not really what it's about. It's about the setups for these different kills and the crazy sequence of events that leads to them dying. That's what you're here for. I feel like we're going to start evaluating this stuff the same way we'd evaluate like Saw traps. Like, which ones are your favorites?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because there are some like, there are some pretty cool ones in this movie. Again, it's like way less serious, but there are some good ones where you're just kind of along for the ride with it. Mm-hmm. There are also some that I think are a little more ridiculous or lazy, but they still hold up well enough to like make the movie fun.
Yeah.
And the characters is also like, it just feels like every actor is someone I remember from like the early 2000s, just being in tons of movies. It's like, feels very time and place.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering what the cast is going to look like moving forward too. Is it going to be like whoever is popular in that moment?
I guess. I honestly, I don't know. Off the top of my head, I don't remember who's in the other one. Like, I don't. I just remember the kills.
Yeah, it's a certain kind of level of actor. Because there was that one actress that we recognized her. We're like, who is she? And she was in The Haunting of Bly Manor, yeah, which is like so random because that's way later.
Yeah.
It's like, it is what it is. It's not trying to do anything. Well, it does actually try to do something complex with the story.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like the weakest part of this. Like, you're kind of, they make it so convoluted. They did this in the first one too.
Yeah.
Like, when they get into it, it's just way too complicated. It's like, I don't even know what you're trying to explain. I guess it's supposed to give the characters some direction.
Yeah. The web of the storyline definitely gets way larger.
Yeah.
to a point where it's like, when you're trying to like theorize where that could go, it's just like infinite.
Yeah. It's too much. And but I do like that we get Tony Todd again. He is essentially the character who like explains mm-hmm. the story to everyone, and he's great at it.
Yeah, he's always the most well-acted part.
Yeah.
No offense, but it's Tony Todd. Oh, yeah. Like, he's a legend.
Yeah, but knowing nothing about the sequels, I am kind of wondering if it keeps following this formula or if they try to like do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like you don't need to do that. You know, it's the same way with Saw. It's like if every movie was just people waking up in traps and then the whole movie is just following them, you know, those are the best ones.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with them just running this formula into the ground, I guess. We'll see what I say in a few movies.
Yeah. I haven't seen past movie 3, I think.
Yeah, that'll be fun when we get there. I mean, we're already like re-traumatizing you from, you know, the childhood traumas.
You know, the thing about Final Destination is when I watched it, immediately it was like, I have never watched this movie again. Like, yeah. I never want to watch it again. I'm glad I saw it, but I'm good. But when I found out you hadn't seen them, I'm like, well, we have to watch them.
Yeah, I was going to go into this more in spoilers, but it does feel like these movies, they really focus on like these realistic fears. I mean, we have the plane crash in the first one and the traffic accident in this one, but they play with like, it's like every little thing, like not to spoil too much, but there's the like garbage disposal and the dentist. And it's like these certain things that just everybody fucking hates.
Yeah.
And they push that stuff to make it like more uncomfortable and scarier.
Yeah, and the first one is like traffic, which just sucks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, getting hit by a bus. Yeah. Everyone's fear. So for content warning, though, I don't really think there's too much in this one that I could point out. Because the first one definitely had some like stuff dealing with like suicide that could be like pretty extreme. I don't really remember anything in this one that was like really terrible.
Yeah, I mean, unless you do have some sort of specific gore fear or something. Like,
yeah, I think we can't go into, like,
what this movie is, I don't know.
Yeah, we can't go into, like, every little thing. Yeah. But, I mean, there's just nothing that, like, super stands out to me. Because everything is just so much more realistic. There's a lot more explosions in this one.
Yeah,
so it's like, that's the kind of tone that this is going for. It's definitely, like... Like, the first one kind of fucked me up with some of them.
Yeah.
They felt, like, a little too real.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really the case in this one. But, yeah, I mean, overall, it's still fun.
Yeah.
It's maybe not as, like... Like, the first one I thought was legitimately a really good horror movie. And this one feels like it's more like a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a different kind of tone.
Yeah. No, it's definitely different.
And I think I appreciate... the original. I'm always the fuddy-duddy that likes, I like Alien and Evil Dead. Like, keep the comedy out of this, all right? I like the original Evil Dead that's all horror.
I don't know. I agree with you, but I also do like the comedy part of it.
I do love Evil Dead too as well. I'm just saying. I'm exaggerating it, but I do prefer, like, I prefer the first one, the turn in that one. But I like that we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see where it goes, how much more ridiculous we can get with it.
I think this one's still... is a little special.
Yeah.
Just because if you ask almost anybody what really traumatic horror scene has stuck with you, it's the log truck. Yeah. Everyone.
I haven't seen the movie always, and I knew that part.
And so, I feel like that's not a spoiler because literally everyone says the log truck.
It's like a meme that's like, this is how I feel when I drive behind a log truck now. Yeah.
The amount of times I've driven behind a log truck isn't a lot, but I do remember, and I did get out of the
happen,
way.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
So, fair.
Not today.
All right, but why don't we just, let's just get into spoilers. So yeah, to get it out of the way, the story in this one is basically that, all right, so they avoid this traffic accident in the beginning, and they, when they start dying, it's like they already kind of introduce this in-world lore that, like, they know about the weird deaths around the survivors of the plane crash, and there's already, like, a crazy guy on TV who just has the whole fucking story figured out and is just saying it right there. I guess it's a good way to set it up if you haven't seen the first one. It's just explaining the whole story that since they avoided death, now death is trying to reclaim them. So I do like that. That also helps with just the fucking lightning speed pace of this movie. Because then it's like right away when they miss this accident, all the characters are like, yo, this is just like what happened to the people in the plane. Yeah. So they just already fucking know what's going on.
Yeah, they get all that stuff out of the way really fast.
Yes, very fast. And that whole opening scene, it's like, it's funny because it's iconic because everyone knows the log part. Mm-hmm. But there is so much more that happens in that scene. It's just insane.
Like the first like 20 minutes is like so much.
It's
happens.
Way too, it's like it is a 4-minute car drive and it's just shit happening constantly. Everyone getting their attention.
And there's foreshadowing for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's just,
I guess they had to introduce like every single character really fast.
Yeah, I don't mind it, but it is funny.
It's so silly because right away I was just like, holy shit, man, there's so much going on because it's the very beginning of the movie.
It's such a stressful drive.
Yes. And then when the accident happens, it's just like explosions going off. It's like people on fire.
Yeah.
But it, again, it does feel like way sillier. This is like the comic book version. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because with the plane crash, I remember that feeling like much more realistic.
Yeah.
Especially when he's like burning up. It's like terrifying. And this is more like the cartoon version.
Well, I will say, as a 13-year-old girl that watched this, it felt very realistic. I just want to put that out there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's been a while. Yeah. So.
It definitely was not as scary as when I saw it as a kid.
It was
for
a different time. Okay.
Yeah. But like, I remember being impacted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just funny now because just seeing how many, like everything explodes. It's just crazy. But yeah, so they're able to figure it out like super fast though.
Yeah. And there's that lady that her whole role was to just lift her shirt up.
Oh, yeah. Because I was like, wait, where is she? Like, I guess she's just dead. Yeah.
She's probably fine. She's up ahead.
Yeah, hopefully. They weren't involved in the crash. I mean, they seem like such a nice couple.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, then after it's all set up, they way later go into the whole thing about, by the way, whenever they talk about the order of the deaths, my eyes glaze over. I just don't.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like so nothing. It's like, no. I don't really care about the order.
I can agree with that. I also do not care about that.
It's just, it's treated as a big reveal that like, oh, it's in the reverse order. And then the whole thing is that apparently their idea to defeat this is with new life. And there was a pregnant woman there, and they realize at the very end of the movie that she wasn't even involved in the crash. And it's just like completely pointless story thread.
Yeah, they just like, they really just like ruined this woman's life. Like they threw her in jail while she's pregnant for no reason.
She wasn't even a part of it. Yes. Yeah. It's crazy. That's what I'm saying. That stuff feels so silly. And it's like, who cares about this?
Yeah.
So I do like that it keeps that pretty light. It doesn't really focus on that. Mm-hmm. That's what you want. Mm-hmm. The worst kind of movie like this, again, we got to draw the comparisons to Saw because that's another one that feels similar in like what it's doing.
Yeah,
it's
of this era.
Yeah. But there are some Saw movies where it's like just way too much story and like very few traps that are like really spread out, you know, those are the ones that are like the hardest to sit through. You want it to just kind of be one thing after another. But I was thinking when we watched it, we talked about this a little in the first one, that there's just something about the scenes that where it's basically the kills. Because the whole thing in the story is that, so these people, the reason they're being targeted is because they had deaths that were avoided in the first movie by those people dying. Basically, it was like death was like, hold on a second, I need to use this kill for this person and like replace them.
Yeah,
and now he's finishing it up.
Like they were like another part of the chain or something.
Yeah. That's, this feels like Death cares a little too much about the details. Like you could just let him go, man. Because you could see this spiraling out of control that every time someone dies, it's creating like a new link in the chain. Like he has to be way too busy.
Yeah.
I think we realize that there could be infinite sequels with that logic.
Yeah. Yeah. This could go so many different directions, which makes me a little scared for how the other movies do continue this. But I don't know, man.
He's way too attached to like tying up loose ends, though. It's just let it go.
Yeah.
But those scenes when the kills are taking place, I really like the way that they're set up in this like mysterious kind of way. It's especially the early kills in both movies when the person's like completely unaware and it's just weird little things happening like in a chain.
Yeah.
At least like there's something about like it makes Death feel like really malevolent. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of that is legitimately kind of scary.
Yeah, it is scary. But I mean, it also it's like personifying something that is very realistic. Like Death is very unforgiving.
It's the ultimate slasher. Yeah. But what it made me think about is like it feels like the Final Destination movies walked so that Smile could run. Because now that we're at Smile, it's like it's not a direct comparison, but it's the same way that like in that movie when you'd have a scene with someone who's like alone, it was this like invisible force that was just like tormenting them. And there's something scary about that, about being alone and having something that's like targeting you like that.
Yeah.
And that feels like the same energy as those scenes in Final Destination. Do you see how I'm like
putting them together? Oh, no, I see what you're saying because, like, I honestly, I kind of prefer the supernatural turn that Smile takes with that idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty fucking supernatural in Final Destination.
Well, yeah. But this one is a little, like, actually has
Yeah.
So. Oh, I can't say that.
Did you just spoil
something? I did. Oh, my God. Forgot that was
the way your eyes just link in my head. Oh.
You have to bleep that out.
Oh, no. Yeah, let's, I mean, we could talk about the kills. That's what really matters. Mm-hmm. So I think the first big one, other than the car crash, is the scene in the apartment with this guy who we were like, why does this guy have all this money? They drop some weird detail that he won the lottery.
Yeah.
There's like such a weird little story thread there.
Yeah.
But his is funny because that's the most like, I mean, we're only two movies in, but it feels like the most like Final Destination kind of kill.
Yeah.
Where he's just oblivious as like the stove starts going off, the microwave short circuiting, and he puts his hand in the garbage disposal and gets stuck. It's very, like just a lot going on.
Yeah, it's very cartoony.
Yeah, and it's fun how they can kind of play with that, make you wonder as the audience, like, what's it gonna be?
Yeah, you know? It's always like keep them guessing.
But at a certain point, it's like, well, you know, it's not gonna be the first fucking thing, though.
No.
So I feel like that takes some of the punch out of like the early ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's still silly though.
Yeah, and then the way it ends with him slipping on the spaghetti that he threw out the window, and that even that because when he does that, we were like, what are you doing? Like, why would you dump spaghetti out your fucking window
so you could slip on it later, obviously. Yeah,
so of course it's like the Chekhov's spaghetti.
Chekhov's spaghetti,
I guess it makes sense. But that really showcases the tone though, where it can kind of go from being really stressful because when he has his hand in the garbage disposal
and he's like burning his mozzarella sticks,
god forbid. But that's like a universal fear, the garbage disposal.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember when that scene was starting, I was like, no, because I just got comfortable doing that with ours.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't bother me to put my hand in there. And I was like, no, what are you going to do? Are you going to fucking scar me now so I can't do that anymore? I think you never really got over that.
No. Well, I feel like
did that start even, here?
I don't know. It might have, but I don't think he does. His hand doesn't end up getting fucked up, but it does trap him, which is also scary.
It's still like you just in your head, you're kind of wondering, like, is that where we're going with this?
Oh, yeah. And I hate putting my hand down the garbage disposal.
I know. You do.
It's very scary.
I always have to do it. I do remember when we got the garbage disposal, we had this really old handyman. He was great. Very nice guy. But when I was like trying to pick out a garbage disposal, he was like, all right, you don't need these. These can like chop up chicken bones and shit. He's like, that's too powerful. So I was like, all right, I'll take what you said. You know, I'll take your advice. The other ones were cheaper anyway. And I can kind of get it now. It's like, you don't want to wind up obliterating your hand by mistake.
It's already, and just the way it already is scary. So I don't need it stronger than that. We're not grinding up bones.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter that seeds get fucking stuck in there all the time. It's like, I'll deal with that. Seems way safer. Other than that, I think, like, I think the dentist one was definitely a classic. And then I guess the car accident was pretty good too. But the dentist one, I like how in the beginning they have that like close up shot of his tooth getting drilled. It's like so unnecessary. Yeah. You know, it's the just sound, there to fuck you up.
Yeah, the sound is awful.
It's like a little cheap, okay, but whatever. But I think that's another one I had seen clips of, like the rubber fish toy falling in his mouth.
Yeah.
And then getting turned into a water balloon by a plate of glass.
Yeah.
Like,
because he ran through pigeons.
You could argue the main character, Kimberly, may have caused his death by shouting pigeons at him and making him run into the pigeons.
Yeah, that's very fair.
It's also funny, though, because that guy, I think I read he was originally going to be like 8 years old, and they had to age him up because they're like, we don't want to kill kids like this. We don't want to like obliterate this fucking 8 year old with a pane of glass.
Yeah, that was crazy. I would really want to see BTS on how they did that, because that's crazy.
He turns into liquid.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's funny because they age him up to like 15, and it feels like he was still written as an 8 year old. He's running through the pigeons and shit. That's funny. Because I was kind of, you get this idea early on, he seems like a kid. And then when they're showing him more, he seems like really old. It's like, okay. Yeah, I guess they just chickened out. And his mom gets killed by the elevator, which is, that's another fear I think people have.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff with elevators.
Yes, definitely.
There was a cool moment, though, when she gets decapitated and they're stuck in the elevator with her head. Like, that was pretty effective. That was cool. Because they really freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
And I think I would, too.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. It's, that's insane.
They do kill off that character Clear from the original. Mm-hmm. We didn't even mention she's like one of the survivors from the first one. But the main actor, he's kind of killed off screen. And I think I read he was going through something at the time and like took a break from acting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I read somewhere else it was like a contract dispute, but who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't know what the full story is. It was interesting that he just doesn't show up in this one. And I don't think he's in any of the other ones.
Oh, you know what? I do remember seeing an article where they said there was some sort of issue with the contract. So that doesn't... I remember because we were watching the movie. You were like, is he not in this? And I was like, I don't know. I guess not. And like, I looked it up and I'm like, oh, okay. So they just had some issues. I don't know what the issues were, though. Because I was trying to think how it related to the story. And I think they just imply he died off camera. So they're like, there's that.
Yeah. That's too bad. But I mean, they don't really keep the other character around very long either. In fact, hers kind of sucks because it's like two people die at the same time. So she doesn't even get around. Yeah.
Yeah, that seemed cheap.
She gets burned the fuck up, though.
Yeah, she does. A little crispy mozzarella stick. That was, you know what?
Hell.
I didn't remember that one. And that is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one is cool because the guy who's the teacher, he winds up in the hospital because he's in that car accident, which that one was pretty cool too, because it does the whole like, first of all, the car accident, it was like, what happened originally? They like slipped or something. Do you remember she was just driving through the fucking woods with her like foot on the gas?
Yeah, I don't know. They like drove through a farm or something and there was like, like pipes, because the pipe went through and it like missed her and she's like, oh, thank God. But then they come to save her with the jaws of life and that causes her to die, which is crazy.
Yeah, it sets off the airbag. So that one was fun just because it played with your expectations. You're like waiting to see what's going to happen. But I thought that when the teacher was in the hospital, that part was pretty chilling too, because it felt like death was just getting impatient.
Oh,
he was just like, fuck this. Because he's just like openly messing with stuff. And that felt really scary because he was like completely incapacitated. So he's just watching all this shit happen.
It was very scary.
I thought that was an interesting like kind of change from the formula, you know, for him to be just openly like closing the vents and like turning stuff off and down and shit. And that was still pretty scary on its own. And of course, we still get another like lightning fast kill, like when the person gets hit by the bus in the first one. This one, it's the barbed wire who just slices that one guy up.
Yeah, that is also, that one definitely stuck with me too.
Make you scared of barbed wire.
Well, yeah. Who would it be?
God forbid it just flies at you and cuts you in half.
I mean, like being around a lot of farm area, like barbed wire.
You never know when that could happen.
No.
But yeah, the place the story goes though, like everything with the baby is just it's like we said, it's so convoluted and winds up being completely pointless.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting idea, and this is like Smile too. Remember in Smile, there was the whole thing about maybe you can escape this thing if you essentially die and then are brought back to life. They already did this idea, I guess, in Final Destination 2, because that's her whole idea, is to drown herself and then get revived. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it works,
I guess.
Because the way the movie ends, it's her and the police officer who are the lone survivors. But that's another element of these movies that feels like, I guess they need some way to like beat this whole thing, but it does feel kind of like, I don't really care about that. Like these people could just die the whole time, and I don't know, is that bad to say? I don't know.
I mean, I don't think I care either way personally. I don't think I'm looking for something profound, you know, from these movies. I mean, they do have some sort of a message, but that's not what I remember these movies for. I remember them for the kills.
Yeah, so I guess I don't know what to expect from the other ones. It's crazy because I have heard how the fourth and fifth one are like really, really bad. I don't know how they can mess this up and make it that bad.
I guess
we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I fell off, so I have no clue.
So I'm curious, and I'm hoping we can get caught up before the new one comes out.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, maybe it's because it's been so long that people are like hoping for a good one, because it's always funny when this happens. It's like you get to a point where it's so bad they have to stop and then they come back later, and you hope that, I guess, they have some fresh ideas. Maybe they just needed to sleep on it or something.
I don't know. I will say, as of 2025, I'm more optimistic that that could happen, because I feel like we've seen that happen. But 10 years ago, no, I don't think I would have much faith. And I don't know. It's just, there's something lately about sequels or remakes or, you know, inspirations of older movies that seem to just be getting a little bit more of a special hand to them than they used to.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's gone along with like the overall state of horror, just kind of getting better.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. And if it sucks, oh well.
Oh well. You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links, and you can also search for Ghost Beast Pod and follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover. How about this? Above Superhost and below The Deep House.
Yeah.
It's number 88 on our list. You can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. What do you think about the Final Destination sequels?
Without spoiling.
Subscribe, review, all that.
Yes, please.
Bye.